criticism for Belfast International Airport this morning after it sponsored a DUP event dinner. Usually when a business sponsors something, it's saying it aligns its values with the organisation it is sponsoring. So we have sent a number of questions to Belfast International Airport this morning, which they are refusing to answer. We have asked them if they support the DUP's opposition to same-sex marriage. We've asked them if they support the DUP's opposition to a standalone Irish Language Act. The Belfast International Airport saying they're refusing to answer our questions. Malachy O'Doherty, the commentator, with us today. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, obviously, this story has been gaining some steam. Is it unusual for an airport to sponsor a political party when there are other political parties with completely different views?
Well, I simply don't know. I mean, I know obviously that there are certain business enterprises and charities and other bodies who routinely, for instance, attend political party conferences and set up stalls and presumably pay money to those parties for that. Though what they would also, what many of them would say is that they go around all the party conferences and they don't select one party. The thing that alarms me is this refusal to answer your question. You know, this is supposed to be a public relations effort in some on some level. You know, to get involved with a political party for the good of the airport, to use the phrase that the airport has used themselves. You know, and you know, none of this looks good. I mean, it doesn't look good that they are giving money to a political party. It doesn't look good that they refuse to answer questions. That looks particularly appalling.
Well, we asked more questions. We asked the airport this morning. Again, they say they will not answer these questions. Does Belfast International Airport align itself with the following remarks made by DUP politicians? Quote, "I think people who engage in high-risk sexual behaviour in general should be excluded from giving blood. And to someone who has sex with someone in Africa or sex with prostitutes, I'm very reluctant about those people being able to give blood." That was Edwin Poots. Another, "It's really astounding that David Trimble should have had a man such as this giving him advice and must surely cast grave doubts on his own political judgment. I think these sorts of relationships are immoral, offensive and obnoxious." That was said by a DUP politician, as was the next line. "I am pretty repulsed by gay and lesbianism. I think it is wrong." Does Belfast International Airport align itself with any of those remarks, or indeed the DUP's position on same-sex marriage or opposition to a standalone Irish Language Act? And the airport unable to say no, they don't, refusing to be drawn on the question.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't imagine that they do actually align themselves with those opinions. I mean, the Belfast City Airport is a commercial enterprise. It wants your custom, it wants mine. On the other hand, we are not going to withdraw our custom. It's a lot easier to withdraw your custom from a bakery than from an airport. We all have to travel. But I wouldn't imagine that, you know, I can't imagine that anyone in the Belfast City Airport...
It's not Belfast City, though. It's Belfast International.
Sorry, thank you for correcting me. I can't imagine that anybody in the Belfast International Airport is sitting down today and thinking, great, we have struck a blow against an Irish Language Act. Great, we have struck a blow against same-sex marriage. I can't believe that that is actually going on.
But Malachy, when any... And there will be marketing experts at Belfast International Airport, yeah, as there are in any of these major companies.
And they were listening to the Nolan show this morning, when they will be thinking, drat, what have we done?
But when they sponsor an event, when any business sponsors an event, that is usually aligning yourself to the brand values of that event. We have seen in the recent past, my goodness, the most recent story I was doing on Five Live last night, actually, where big brand names are starting to distance themselves. For example, in America,
you've got
Chubb. Yeah. Massive brand name, obviously, distancing themselves from the National Rifle Association, the NRA in America, gun control and all of that.
But you've got major companies. There are other brand values of the DUP. I mean, the brand values of the DUP include Brexit. They include capitalism, you know, and they also include being quite cosy with people who are ready to give them money, you know. So in a sense, you know, none of us, when we go into the polling booth to vote for a political party, do so with full commitment to all the values of that party. And I can't imagine anybody does that. Maybe some people do. I can't imagine even every member of a political party buys into the whole package, you know. But this is bad for Belfast International Airport because it, you know, this was surely a decision made at a marketing level with a sense that this would be good for the airport to be matey with the DUP, to meet Priti Patel. What value Priti Patel would be when she's, you know, she's a damaged goods herself, having been sacked as International Development Minister for having meetings with the Israelis that she wasn't declaring to the Prime Minister in the Cabinet, you know. But still in all, you know, they thought that this would be a good, clever thing to do, make these relationships, spend some money on it, and it'll work to the good of us. And that decision would have been taken by people with marketing heads on, and it damages the brand.
There is a statement that Belfast International Airport has given to the BBC in which they say, "We support all our political parties where it is clear the events they organise or are a part of are to the benefit of the airport. We're currently campaigning for the removal of air passenger duty, and that means engaging with senior government figures to get our points across. We've created almost 1,000 jobs through attracting increased passenger numbers, but that is only a fraction of what we could achieve if we didn't have this tax. We will continue with our efforts to remove APD and to engage with all politicians from whatever party to achieve that objective."
So some people get their objectives expressed through the democratic system in a better way because they've big money and they can schmooze with political figures and they can, you know, and have good relations with political parties. What do the rest of us do? You know, I mean, we don't all, you know, if the system works now for you to your advantage because you have money to give to political parties, that is a contamination of the ordinary democratic system. You know, it shouldn't be because they can pay money to feed Ian Paisley Jr. and Arlene Foster and others or whoever. It wouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be because they can organise dinners for people that they get their...
Well, it's not feeding those individuals, to be clear. This was going into party funds for party political purposes.
Yeah, but what is the advantage to the airport? The advantage is saying that the advantage to the airport is that this relationship with the DUP can help them to in their campaigning against air passenger duty. You know, well, that's fair enough. But, I mean, you and I might want to have influence within the political domain to get laws changed to our satisfaction. But, well, I personally can't shovel out that kind of money to buy influence. I get influence through my vote and through my relationship with my local MP if I can get her attention. But obviously other people, if you have more money, you have more influence within the political system. And that is against the democratic principle.
This dinner, Tables for 10, cost £1,500, this fundraising event for the DUP. And a letter was sent out by a public relations firm that said that the airport was sponsoring the dinner. And the letter did not state the event was a DUP dinner and it encouraged people, including councils, to sponsor the event. So you had all of these councils being asked. This is a letter, sorry, to Mid and East Antrim Borough Council. That's who it went to. And it just talked about a dinner, but didn't say it was a DUP dinner. Are you not curious about that?
Well, I am, and I wonder if that's cock-upper conspiracy, because that was seriously remiss. That certainly should not have happened. You make the money sound huge, you know, £1,500 at dinner, you
per
know,
table.
For 10 people. It's £150 a plate. Presumably does that cover the cost of their meal, you know, or is that just for the pleasure of being sitting at that table? I don't know. But no, I mean, if you're going to an event of that kind and it's sponsored by an airport and there are political figures there and that is fundraising for a political party, you should know that before you go there.
DUP have been in touch with the Nolan Show. They say this was a DUP dinner organised by our North Antrim Association and understood to be the case by all concerned. All income and expenditure arising from the event will be handled in accordance with our rules and regulatory obligations. Well, how was it understood to be the case by all concerned if people sent a letter out which didn't say it was a DUP dinner?
I don't know. Those things are not compatible. Those two points of view are not compatible. So, but if they say everybody knew, then maybe everybody knew. Maybe phone calls were made. Maybe it was well understood. I don't know. But if it wasn't on the letter, was that about keeping it off the record that it was a DUP dinner? That people knew from talking behind doors or behind hands that it was a DUP dinner? I don't know. It just all looks very murky. It all looks very slapdash. And it all looks like we weren't really meant to know this. And it all looks like, you know, people who have money, like airports with big money to pay for access to political figures, get that access in a way that people without money don't.
And then
the DUP has been in trouble for this before. You remember a few years ago, for instance, at one of their conferences, they were charging money for access to the health minister, Edwin Puts, as he was then. You know, so there's form with the DUP that suggests that that money gets you access that the ordinary rights.
Well, I have no idea about that. Edwin Puts story. No
idea
whatsoever.
It was a story that was reported at the time. You know, it was a story that was reported at the time.
I noticed that Gerry Adams and Piers Doherty are in New York today for the annual Friends of Sinn Féin fundraising dinner. The event's expected to attract a crowd of around 600, with a ticket for the event costing $500.
Michael. I mean, also, Gerry was recently charging people for signed copies of his book. You know, not many authors would charge money to have a book signed. They're usually honoured.
Here's Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
How you doing, Stephen? Yeah, just a number of points on this, and I think it's important to understand why is it in Northern Ireland everyone.
That Gerry Adams stuff was in the past. It wasn't today. That's my fault.
Yeah, but why is it in Northern Ireland that everyone has to be green or orange, or every business has to be green or orange? Another thing as well is that the airport, this would be an on story if the DUP and Sinn Féin were talking. This is about trying to discredit one party over another. Another thing as well.
Well, it's not, Michael. Hold on a second. Yeah. It's not. So as I said to Malachy earlier, sponsorship is about being proud to align yourself with the people you sponsor. That's what sponsorship is. You align your brand values with those of a company that you want to put your money into. Or at least that's how it normally is. If it's not the case, then that's why. If it's not the case in this instance, and Belfast International Airport did talk about air passenger duty, and that's why that's what they were campaigning for. But this programme sent them two very simple questions. And we said, does the airport align itself with the following DUP policies? Opposition to same-sex marriage. Airport's response, we refuse to be drawn on it. We asked the airport, do they align themselves with the DUP policy of opposition to standalone Irish Language Act? The airport refusing to be drawn on it.
Well, obviously they're not going to get involved in topics like that there. What they are trying to do, Sinn Féin aren't in government. That's the bottom line. Sinn Féin aren't in government. The DUP are. They need a bit of clout when it comes to air passenger duty or this tax duty that they're trying to get rid of. There's no point in them going to Sinn Féin. Now, I'm sure they do support Sinn Féin, and I'm sure Sinn Féin had a wee steak dinner somewhere that they wanted sponsored. You know, I'm sure that the airport would be happy to get involved there. Is this just about they're sponsoring one party and not us? And as I say, this country isn't just about green and orange. There's all sorts of people. And the airport up there, I mean, they employ people from, you know, the Asian community, the Polish community. It's not just about Protestants and Catholics. This seems to be coming across as, and it just seems to be a bit of a low blow from Sinn Féin, to be honest.
Gary and Carrickfergus. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Stephen.
You want to speak to Malachy?
I do indeed. Malachy, you lasted, I think, 2 minutes and 30 seconds there without mentioning Brexit. Could I ask you, do you support the Good Friday Agreement?
Do I support the Good Friday Agreement? I would support the review of the Good Friday Agreement, certainly.
No, I asked you a simple question.
The Good Friday Agreement provides for review, so I support the Good Friday Agreement. I voted for it, and within
that
the terms...
That agreement stated that Northern Ireland remained a part of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom, as a whole, voted to leave the European Union. Suck it up. If you don't like it, the border is open. Go down to your wonderful European Union and live there, and you can go down with the rest of them. We voted to leave a damn unaccountable behemoth, and that is the way it's going to be.
What's this got to do with what we're talking about today?
Well, I was listening to Malachy when he first came on there, and I've been listening to him all last week, and every other word out of his mouth was Brexit. People have had enough. We want them to get on with Brexit.
Maliki? Yeah.
But, I mean, we will, if you want to talk about this, I mean, it's a change of subject. But getting on with Brexit is something that nobody seems to be clear what that means. I mean, it's been unresolved how we do get on with Brexit. Today we have Labour, for instance, saying that they're going to go for a customs union, which apparently will not be the same as the customs union. And we're expecting a statement from Theresa May on Friday, which will be a yet another clarification of what she meant when she said Brexit is Brexit. So if this was all a totally resolved thing, and the people had voted and the terms had been decided and it was absolutely finalised, then we could speak with some clarity about what happens next.
We also asked the airport when they tell us that they support all our political parties, where it's clear the events they organise are a part of the benefit to the airport. So we asked Belfast Central Transport to tell us what other political parties they have supported. The airport unable or unwilling to do so this morning. They have said that they have supported all our political parties. So we are trying to find where Belfast International Airport has supported Sinn Féin, the Ulster Unionist Party, the Alliance Party, and the SDLP. And Belfast International Airport themselves refusing to tell us. Why would they refuse to tell us that? Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
How you doing, Stephen? Stephen, I think it's a very good statement from the airport. I think they should tell you and Sinn Féin to go and mind their own business. At the end of the day...
I'm aligned with Sinn Féin now, am I? That's interesting at the moment. Interesting at the moment.
You see, no, Stephen, if you let me finish my point, I'm sure you don't... maybe you don't vote for DUP, but I'm sure you support them 100% in helping to try and get rid of your passenger duty. Do you not?
It wouldn't be for me to tell you who I vote for or what I support.
How do we go there? So it's either one of the other, Stephen, you know.
What are you talking
about?
But
the thing is here, Stephen, people are sick to death of listening to people like Sinn Féin and their voters moaning about the DUP making deals and trying to get the best for Northern Ireland. And people complain, oh, there's no nationalist representation in the House of Commons. That's because you vote for people that know finitely won't represent them in the House of Commons. And the airport and trying to get rid of passenger duty are quite right on 100%.
Thomas, if a gate...
all their influence, anybody that can help to get rid of passenger duty. And if it takes...
Thomas, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. First of all, if an international... let's say someone who's gay is coming from anywhere around the world and coming through Belfast International Airport, and Belfast International Airport is a proud sponsor of the DUP, what message does that send to any gay traveller coming through that airport in the context of the airport refusing to answer a question this morning of having sponsored a DUP event if they are aligning or distancing themselves from the DUP's opposition to same-sex marriage?
Even
what message does that send?
Well, put it this way: I don't agree with the DUP on their view of changing the definition of marriage. I think it should be changed, but there's another 10 things that I'd agree with the DUP. I mean, if this was going to be a Sinn Féin thing, if Sinn Féin representatives were on here today saying we were at a dinner with the International Airport to try and get rid of our passenger duty, to use our influence, I wouldn't be asking Sinn Féin, oh, you shouldn't be doing it because I don't agree with you on a United Ireland, and I don't agree with you on this, and I don't agree with that. I'd be saying, well done, because we all want rid of our passenger duty. So you're picking two wee bits out of somebody's policies. I mean, there's Sinn Féin voters within the Roman Catholic community who wouldn't agree with Sinn Féin on abortion. There's DUP voters who wouldn't agree with some of their things on same-sex marriage. But nobody, it's impossible to agree with every single policy of a party. Right? So if our party's there trying to get rid of our passenger duty, they're 100% right to do it. If that's a private business and they want rid of our passenger duty, and Sinn Féin aren't going to help them. So the DUP ministers that are there, that are close to the government, who can help them, they've every right to go to them and try and help to try and get their influence.
Well, they do have every right to go to them. They do have every right to go to them. I mean, and that is why MPs have their offices, their surgeries that people can go to, and you can go and visit them. That is why parties should be accessible to all of us. That is, you know, that is what the whole democratic constituency system is about. But I mean, if somebody is going
to make the airport out to be anti-gay because you've done that, Malachi is wrong.
Well, I don't believe the airport's anti-gay. I do think that they should enter into
that. That was the first point that Stephen hit with me.
Stephen's
not going to get into that.
No, but
they are going to try and get rid of our passenger duty.
Yeah, but they are doing it by a method that is not available to other people to affect government policy.
Did Sinn Féin apply for it? Sinn Féin maybe haven't even went to the international airport and said, we're
the international airport have publicly said that they have sponsored every political party in Northern Ireland. When and where and how? Why are they also not telling us that?
Well, that's up to them, Stephen. At the end of the day, Malachy's only after agreeing with me that they'd have every right to go and
Let me finish. You're making very good points, and it's good. You know, we should have a moment to answer them. They do have every right to access political parties. They do have every right to lobby and to try to change the law. But do they have a right to do it in secret by funding big dinners, by being lavish with their money to get influence that you or I wouldn't have? And do they have a right then, when they enter into a big marketing strategy of this kind, do they have the right then to be secretive about it?
Okay, Declan Kearney said on other radio shows this morning that he has met with the representatives from the international airport on a number of occasions to try and help things with the airport. So does that mean as a Protestant unionist, Lord, I'm going to go, they support Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, the international airport are talking to Sinn Féin. They must support everything that Sinn Féin support.
Well, there's a difference between talking to somebody and giving them money.
Well, they didn't. Maybe Sinn Féin haven't asked for anything.
Why did the letter that went out...
comes from a DUP office inviting you to a DUP dinner. It's a DUP dinner. I don't think...
But it didn't come from a DUP office. That's the point. No.
That's what you said.
What happened was this letter was sent out by a PR firm asking people to go to a dinner, and it did not make it clear that it was a DUP event. Now, why would that be the case?
Well, maybe the people knew that what it was going to be. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean if I invite you to something to do with Rangers, Stephen, I'm not going to write that it's to do with Rangers. I'd say, Stephen, would you come up and have a word with us? It's as if it's a big conspiracy theory here. Nobody tried to hide anything. Whenever the news came out, the international report says, yes, we have done this, we have no problem with it, and the DUP haven't denied that anything happened.
Does the international airport align itself with the DUP policy of anti-gay marriage and anti-Irish Language Act? Does it do that? And when they say they've sponsored every other political party in Northern Ireland, what did they sponsor with Sinn Féin? What did they sponsor with the SDLP, with alliance with the Ulster Unionist Party? Where are these sponsorship events?
Well, see, they've obviously told you they're not going to tell you that.
What's the point of publicly sponsoring something if they're not going to tell us what it is?
Well, see, that's up to them. I mean,
you're
asking me a question that I can't answer.
Malachy?
What things the DUP have sponsored? Or, sorry, the airport has sponsored?
Malachy?
Okay,
let's bring Malachy in.
I'm just saying that if a body like Belfast International Airport is giving money to politicians, right, we should know, they should be frank about doing it, and they should be frank about what they expect to get from it. They shouldn't actually be doing it at all, unless in the most candid way to help out in some way. But, the whole notion of clean politics is you don't give money for influence, you don't buy big dinners for people, and if you are involved with political figures in any way, you're candid about it. That is what an open political scenario is about. So if you're saying, Stephen, that the airport has said that they have given sponsorship to all political parties,
yeah,
and that they won't say what sponsorship,
correct,
Well, then they should be candid about it. I don't want a government system that operates in secrecy. Your last caller is going on saying, oh, don't make a fuss about it and all the rest of it. But it is something to make a fuss about. If money is being given to political parties to gain political influence, to change the law.
Well, they say we're to the benefit of the airport.
It works to the benefit this time. We all want air passenger duty done away with. Who knows what it'll be the next time.
Okay.
If you ignore this system, then you don't know what influence is working.
Maliki, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Thomas.